Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about kind of a fun Tinder experiment. I've done other Tinder experiments where one guy went on 500 dates and spent, I think it was close to $8,000, and he hooked up a few times, but it was, I mean, it took him years to do that. But this Tinder experiment is a little different. And I did another video similar to this last year, but it was about a different guy that did a different experiment, but it was very similar. And that's where a guy put a very attractive model, this model that you see in the thumbnail, actually. He put a model in a Tinder profile and then just went on to say very vile things to women just to see how quickly he could get their number or get them interesting. And come to find out, it was very easy. Now, we know that if you're a guy and you are on Tinder and a woman's like, hey, want to hook up? Guy'd be like, yep, sure will. And it'd be done. So I'm not necessarily putting down women for acting the same way as guys do. However, that being said, I've always talked about women chasing the top 10, 20, 30% of men. And once they sleep with that guy or once they get interest from that guy, if that happens often enough, they become what we commonly call an alpha widow, meaning that she thinks, hey, you know what? I have these hot guys talking to me, and I would never settle for a regular guy because I've hooked up with hot guys, or they talk to me and I know I can get a hot guy. So they end up holding out way too long and end up never finding a guy. First, two losses beforehand. First one, this is a post that I found. It was on Twitter today. And it's where they have four images of gals in various body shapes. And it says, it's okay to think you're hot as F. Now, I do agree that it's okay to love yourself. I do agree that it's okay and it's a good thing to actually have confidence. But there's a point where confidence can turn into ego, and ego is going to do yourself a disservice. This, unfortunately, what you see here in this cartoon, is the way I think a lot of younger people, men included, but especially young ladies today, are being told, hey, you're gorgeous, you're wonderful, you deserve only the best, never settle, you're hot AF, no matter what body shape you have. And then when they go out into the dating world and they don't have any success, they're angry. Go figure. This is the trophy. The participation trophy experiment is coming real because those people are becoming young adults. And as we can see, they're all very spoiled. All right. And from Quora, a girl posts. Now, Quora is a question answer site where you can just pose a question and people will answer it. She says, my boyfriend is acting insecure just because I slept with another guy at a motel without informing him. I did this because he was being needy. Plus, we're not married anyway, so I'm technically single. What's he crying about? I'll tell you what, gal. Since you're single right up until the moment you're married the way you are, no man will ever ask you to marry him, ever. Not if he's smart. Because you could be like, well, yeah, I mean, I know we're getting married next week, but I slept with a guy behind your back last week because technically I'm still single. This is the girl that goes off the rails at the bachelorette party and ends up sleeping with the male entertainment. I'm just telling you. But again, this kind of attitude that you can't look, if guys were walking around going, dude, man, you got a nice six pack, you're athletic, you're hot AF, and you should know it and you should be proud. That's kind of that's pretty cocky and kind of awful. If guys were walking around with a beer belly and some man chesticles and they're out of shape and they maybe have a patchy beard and they're bald like myself, whatever, and they're walking around going, I don't know what about you, but I've been told it's okay to believe I'm hot AF. That's not gonna fly. All right, so onto the main experiment here. So this is from Bored Panda, and this is 2 years old, but again, a lot of these, this is not timely material. We're not talking about, you know, a timely event that happened last week in the news. These are just interesting stories. This one almost has a million views. And it's, you know, it's even more relevant today than it was 2 years ago. says this guy's Tinder experiment shows how girls respond to creepy messages from hot guys and is quite shocking. Okay, and this is written by Monica Braziatia. I got nothing. With all the accents on there, it's probably something from Eastern Europe, and I apologize for doing a horrible job with that. Anyway, she is the one that wrote this, and she says, oh, it's quite shocking. We know, guys, we know this is not shocking. We know that, again, hot guys can be, if you just watch the, I know it was an hour-long video. If you haven't seen it, watch the previous video I did just 2 days ago. It talks about the women that are getting the men. Or right now, it is very much a market where there's 100% of women that want 20% of men, and those men can be very selective, and they'll just come out and they'll say, "Hey, do you want to sleep with me?" And if a girl says no, he goes, "Okay, I got 1,000 more to work my way through. See you later." And yes, those guys are looked at as jerks, and in many ways they are jerks, but they're the ones that everybody seems to want. So women have learned that the best way to maybe capture this guy is to be physical with him. But what if he's just straight up hot and they just say, you know what, I'm gonna be with him? Oftentimes, we know where this goes. And I'm going to get to the story in a second, but I want you to think about this as I'm scrolling through these stories, okay? If this guy, look how easily this guy, this fake profile, scores with women. That's number one. Number two, if he shows up and says, oh, you know what? I didn't bring any protection. Do you think the girl's going to say no? Especially after you see these profiles. Do you think the girl's going to say no, or she's just going to say, be careful or whatever? And number three, or is she going to say, you know what? He's hot. I don't even care if I have his kid because I will have a gorgeous kid. And, you know, that is in the lizard brain DNA portion of every girl's head. So this, I think profiles like this and guys like this are probably a lot of the single fathers that are out there today. So she writes, for a lot of people, the results of this social experiment, nobly undertaken by a bodybuilding enthusiast who calls himself German Lifter, will be surprising. Others, though, will simply shrug their shoulders and wonder what the big deal is. That'd be us, because we're like, yeah. He says, I made a fake Tinder profile just to see how well a male model compares to the rest of us. He wrote, the results are unbelievable. Every single girl I swipe yes to has been an instant match. There hasn't been a single time where I have swiped yes and there was no match. That is a 100% success rate. Now, to those of you guys that may not be traditionally attractive, here's the thing. When you're on these dating apps and you're not getting good success, there are a lot of factors that women look at. Number one, height. Joker's out right there on that one, based on that 5'6" or 5'7", whatever it is. Joker's out on that one. Bald, they want full head of hair. No good there. They want athletic build. They all these things, but it's all physical. So if you guys aren't having good luck on dating apps, number one, dating apps suck. Get off them. They're worthless. All you're doing is validating women. But number two, all that boils down to is you and how you look. A lot of good-looking guys can be jerks, to put mildly. And so, yes, they will be able to sleep with a woman. They will be desired by women. But it doesn't mean that they're going to be dating any women. Okay, so he continues on. Shock. Women like hot guys. Isn't that just human nature, particularly on a dating site like Tinder, which is known for its hookup culture? People are there to judge each other on their physical appearance first and foremost. I might go on to say only. So this really shouldn't come as that much of a surprise, should it? What the experiment does do, however, is highlight the sheer power of good looks when it comes to the dating game. Being strongly attracted to someone physically is perfectly normal, but it probably shouldn't come at the expense of common courtesy and respect. German Lifter was surprised with the kind of filth he could introduce himself with, which many women seem to be willing to overlook. He said, I can literally say anything and still get their number, he said. The girls often initiate first and respond immediately when I send a message. Admittedly, I did get turned down a few times only because I opened with stuff like, let's F. It would have been interesting to see the occasions when he was rejected and find out how often it occurred to get a more balanced picture. For now, you can scroll down below to check out how German Lifter undertook his Tinder profile experiment and let us know what you think in the comments. So this is the picture of the guy that he chose, and that's what I've got on the cover there of the thumbnail. And you can see him sitting here. Now, he's got to be turned or something kind of weird because one side, it looks like his hip or something is sticking out of this picture. If you look at me, it looks like he swallowed an elbow. And then here's him again. And of course, he's got the tats and he's got a very good, he's got a good athletic build. And here's the picture of his face. And again, see, the nice thing is with the tattoo of the sky is the limit across here in a couple of the photos, that kind of lets you know that you're not accidentally, because I looked at this photo and then I looked at this one and I'm like, oh, that really doesn't look, well, I guess it looks kind of like the same guy, but the tattoo is kind of a giveaway. So let me zoom this out just a little bit so I can squeeze in more of these and read them on the, so listen to how directly he gets at it and then how quick he gets a number. And I'm just going to scroll through these and then we'll talk about it at the end. There's quite a few of them, but I'll just slam through them. He says, and he starts the first message. Can you sit on my face so I can eat my way to your heart? She says, what are you doing tonight? He said, yanking it to your pics. She says, let's hang. He says, number. Boom, gets the number. He says, I want to be inside you. Ah, darn it. Autocorrect. I meant to say hi. She said, I see. Well, it looks like your phone speaks its mind, winking face. He said, will you sit on my face so I can eat my way to your heart? She said, oh, you're so sweet and generous. All right. Number? Bang. Got it. There are lots of fish in the sea, but you're the only one I want to stuff and mount over my fireplace. She says, are you a broom? Because that you swept me away with that line. He said, number? She gave it to him. He said, hey, babe, want to hang? She said, I think that could happen. He said, number? Here's, and she gave it to him. She said, hit me up. Next one, she messaged him first. Hey there. Hey, babe, want to bang? She says, I would like to. You're hella hot. He said, number? Number. Can you sit on my face so I can eat my way to your heart? She says, well, certainly. Well, you certainly have a way with words. I'm sure your mouth won't disappoint either. He said, number. She said, first I need to check you out a bit more. What's your Instagram or Snapchat? Both? She said, you in Sacramento? He said, yeah, till Friday. She said, we better get together soon then. What's your Instagram, Snapchat, if you have one? He said, I don't have either. She said, oh, okay, here's my number anyway. He says, I want to nut all over your beautiful face and make you my girlfriend. She said, buy me dinner first and then we'll talk about that. He said, Taco Bell is open late. She says, I barely have any gas to go anywhere. He says, it just so happens I drive a 2014 Vette and it's got a full tank of gas. Number? She says, isn't that convenient? And gave her phone number. Next one. He says, wanna bang? She said, I would, but I'm taking a break from random hookups. Sorry about it. I'm sure there's someone else on here who will. Imagine being so tired of random hookups. Now, maybe she was just being nice. Maybe she's not the type, but I would imagine, I mean, they're not face-to-face. If someone messaged you something that was insulting, you'd just instantly like block and unmatch. I've done it. So I have to assume she's being somewhat, I don't know, honest here. But yes, she's taking a break because of all the random hookups she's had. She's just too burned out to even be with a model. Nice. She might be your next girlfriend. You guys are getting the idea. I mean, I can keep reading, but it's usually, hey, I'm hot. How are you? Sexual innuendo. I'm good. Okay, let's do it. Here's another one. I'd like to put my mouth on your chest. I'd like to touch. She says, I'd like to touch your abs. Also, your eyes are so wow. He goes, let's F. And she gives him his number. So, you guys, I can keep going and going and going and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I'll leave the link below. I mean, I've gone through probably 60% of them. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that's the important takeaway, okay? I've had these problems on dating apps too. I really have. I think all of us do. I know how to, I've got text game. I know how to spit a decent game out there. I'm not shy. I'm creative. I'm older than some of you lads, so I used to have a good pickup line face-to-face. That's harder than texting. So when I was a younger lad, like we had pagers, we didn't even have cell phones. Cell phones were a thing of the future. And so you'd have to come up with interesting ways to talk to somebody, to catch their eye, to be funny, to be interesting. Because of that, if a guy my age, some of you older guys out there know, we'll just go up to women and do this face-to-face. Nowadays, I don't know how it would work. It's been quite a while since I've done it. But doing it on an app is easy, okay? But you had to have some personality. The thing is, even with some game, even with text game, even if you've got a decent profile pictures, unless you meet very specific criteria, these women are getting hammered by thousands of profiles. And they could look at you and go, his eyebrows are like, weird, or I don't know, his smile looks, or he hasn't trimmed his mustache in 3 days. Like, they can literally reject you for anything because they know they have a million more to sort through. So guys, take this to heart. Yes, a guy like this will have all the fun in the world. Yes, he has it very easily. But trust me, it doesn't necessarily make him any happier. Does it mean he will sleep with more women? Yes. Does it mean the odds of him catching an STD are higher? Yes. Does it mean the odds of him accidentally getting a gal in the motherly way and becoming a father and having 18 years of child support, are they much higher? Yes. You know, so take it all with a grain of salt, guys, that yes, he may have a lot more bedroom fun, but it doesn't mean his life is any more meaningful. It because I was a rambunctious youth, to say the least, and I was very much, I didn't have the luck that this guy has, which is literally like, hi, and she's, oh, do me. I didn't have that kind of luck. But things were easier back when I was a youth, because women did not have 1,000 men to go through. They would sit at a pub or a bar or a nightclub and wait for guys to talk to them, and then they would make a determination. And if you had a good personality, if you were able to kind of spit a little fun, interesting game, you could get numbers, and you did date a lot more. So, I mean, I do kind of know that lifestyle a little bit more. And I can tell you, those were not my happiest years of my life. They were fun as far as activity. Like, I was always busy, and I always had something to do, and I always had dates. But the truth is, I wasn't happier. When I became happy in my life. And I have, the reason why I talk about this is because I have both experiences in my life. I have dating a lot and having lots of casual fun and having lots of opportunity. And then I have today, which is my life has slowed down a little bit. I'm not out on the dating scene. I'm not on the dating apps. I'm not looking for anybody. And between the two, I found that I really found my happiness and a good place in life and what I want to do with myself and making sure that I have time for the gym and eating properly and not going out and partying it up at the club and drinking too much, and that I'm actually in a much better place in my life now. And that's why I share these crazy stories with you guys. It's not to make you dislike women, because I mean, guys are the same way. If a beautiful woman said, hey, you want to come over and do me? Guys are going to be like, yeah, sure, why not? Women are no different. But the reason why I want to talk about this stuff is you can see the extreme, which is, you know, a great looking guy can get this action, but it doesn't mean he's happier. If you take the time to find your happy place by yourself as a single guy, if you make enough money and live within your means so that when you go to bed at night and you wake up in the morning and something bad happens, like, not that you had to go to bed and wake up for something bad, but I mean, on any random day, if you wake up and you got a flat tire and you need a new tire, or your engine breaks down, or you lose your job for a few months, if you've secured your finances and you're within your spending limits and you have a savings account, that's one less thing you don't need to worry about. If you're going to the gym and you feel good about yourself and you're lifting and you've got a good diet and you're confident about yourself, and you have hobbies and you have friends, and if you don't have friends, there are ways to make friends, and maybe I'll do another video on that someday. But that's where you find your happiness. Rolling through woman after woman after woman after woman is not going to make you happy. It just doesn't. It is empty. It is unfulfilling. Yes, you're going to have a great time for 20 or 30 minutes every date at the end of the day or during the hookup. But after that, your life is no better. It's no different. It's not improved. You don't make any more money. You're not any closer to retirement. You haven't found a place of confidence. As a matter of fact, kind of doing what a guy like this might do is rather narcissistic. It's needing, it's that verification that you're getting from other people of, oh, you are so wonderful and you're so, and I think that's the problem that a lot of young ladies are going through today, is they need the likes on Facebook. They need the likes on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, all other social, they need that affirmation of, oh, you're beautiful and I want to be with you, and they need that attention, because when that goes away, they're unhappy. And same thing, when men stop paying attention to these gals, maybe it's because they get a little bit older, maybe it's because they gain a few pounds, maybe it's because they get a few wrinkles on their face and they don't get all the opportunities that they used to, many of them become very bitter and very angry because now they're going to be judged on their personality and what kind of person they are. Are they funny and are they interesting? The truth is a lot of them aren't, because they've never had to develop that, because they could just sit there and go, look, I've got a chest and a pretty face with makeup on it. Come get me. I know everybody wants me. Eventually that goes away. And that's kind of a hard pill to swallow. So guys, if you're having a tough time and you're a little jealous of this guy, don't be. Because at the end of the day, I mean, he's not a real guy. He's a pretend account. But somebody like this, I mean, yeah, they can be happy. Don't get me wrong. But they're not going to find a lot of meaning out of life. All right, now it is time for our dating profiles of the day. All right, our first one is, the only reason I selected this is because of her criteria here. She says she's into movies, Netflix, country music, photography. She's a dog lover. She says, fun fact, I'm 5'11". She says, you have to be at least 6'3" to hurt my feelings. She says, no, Kyle, I don't want to hook up. Looking for my future ex-husband. And when it's crawfish season, don't talk to me. Okay, so she's into crawfish. She definitely wants a future ex-husband where she can take all his money. When she gets tired of him, she's letting you know that she's going to do that in the future. Here's the thing. I actually took the time to go to and do a web search and look at what percentage of men are 6'3". Now, depends on the country. If you're in Southeast Asia, zero. Like 0.001. If you're in somewhere like Iceland, it's probably closer to 8-10%. But here, at least in North America, to be 6'3", you are in the 98.5 percentile, which means 1.5% of men are 6'3". 1.5%. Now add on top of that, he's got to also be attractive. He's probably got to at least make more money than her or be decent looking. And when you add those percentages in, you're looking at a future cat lady. Or a woman someday that says, you know, she's going to lower her standards. I've dated taller women than me. I mean, being at my height, that's not, I mean, a matter of fact, many women I go out that when they wear heels, if a woman is 5'6" or 5'7" and decides to slap on 4-inch heels, she's almost 6 foot tall. It's always the women that seem to either have the big hang up about that or insecure men. Guys, if you're a shorter guy and you're insecure about it, let it go. Just let it go. You are who you are. It's not going to change. Just learn to love yourself. And I'll tell you, even the tall ladies can love you them some shorter men if you walk around. Just tell them all you have to do is, if you stand on your D or if you stand on your wallet, tell them you're 7'1" after you do that. They get a laugh out of it and moving on. Okay, next one. I'm getting more and more and more of dating profiles like this. I really am. It's not even a dating profile, guys. It's an advertisement. Here we have a gal who's 22. She says, if you actually add my snap and don't buy my spicy pictures, I'm going to be livid. A girl got bills. And then she has her at and probably her snap. This is an advertisement for OnlyFans or adult content. And this is where we are. You know, when the last time I was at a dating app a couple years ago, there were bots. There were a couple of normal girls, although, again, I don't know who they match with. Probably they're all matching with the same people. But sometimes there were professionals, especially when I was in Southeast Asia. There would be professionals selling their services, escort services, things like that. Now this is just straight up, like, I'm getting a lot of profiles that are like, hey, check out my OnlyFans. It's like, you're not interested in dating. They're not interested in getting to know you. They have nothing about what they want you to be. There's nothing in there about what they are. They're just like, hey, please go buy my spicy pictures. Great. Now dating apps are turning into advertising for OnlyFans. Oh, I'm telling you. The future is so bright. I'm telling you, you guys that are still dating, good luck to you. Good luck to you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. And here's our takeaway for today, fellas. I know a lot of you are frustrated and angry because I get emails from you guys, from some of you guys, and I get over on betterbachelor.locals.com, I get some messages from people that say, hey, you know what? I've never even kissed a woman. I'm 25, I'm 23, I'm 32. I've never been on a date. I've never kissed a woman. I'm awkward. I'm shy. I think I'm unattractive. I'm overweight. And there's two ways you can go with that information, okay? Kind of the involuntarily celibate guys, a lot of them go very angry and they go very dark. And they go, you know what? No one wants me anyway. I hate everybody. Screw them all. And you know, I can understand being angry and upset with that. But life is short. And going through life being angry, being upset, being ticked off at the world, feeling that you didn't get yours, maybe you lost the genetic lottery. You can go through life that way. But I can tell you, you can make life a whole lot more meaningful. Number one, don't worry about women. Don't worry about if you've ever dated a woman. Don't worry if you've ever kissed a woman or slept with a woman. You can get a professional someday. To make a professional a reality and make it very comfortable and easy for you, focus on your income. Focus on you being happy by yourself. Focus on things that you can control, going to the gym. You know, if you don't think you've got a traditionally masculine or good-looking face, if you have a weak jawline, grow a beard. And I'm telling you, you know the Rogaine, that the stuff you can put on your head for a bald that may help you grow hair? It will. It will help you bring it out on your cheeks for most men. I saw a post by an Asian gentleman that had a very kind of scraggly, and he put it on there for 6 months and he ended up with a pretty good, decent looking beard. That can hide a weak jawline. If you're a little bit overweight, hit that diet, hit that gym, start dieting. But don't just look at the world and go, you know what, it's unfair and I'm going to be angry about it. You've got one life to live. You can change yourself only so much. You know, I think I'm 5'7", at least that's what it says on my driver's license. Somebody that I spoke to said, well, I'm 5'7", and you're maybe an inch shorter than me. I think you're only 5'6". And my answer to that is, okay, so what? It's not something I can control. But nor am I going to be judged because all I'm worth is a 5'6" man. That's not who I am as a person. That's what the genetic lottery gave me. So we all have disadvantages. Get over it. Move on. Do better with yourself. You will find happiness. The guys that are out there, you know, that maybe you're great looking and getting lots of validation, sleeping around with women, I'm guessing a lot of them are not happy. I know when I was younger and I kind of went through that phase, I wasn't very happy either. It was kind of a dark place in my life. Would I go back and take it away? No, because I think I learned a lot from it. Plus, I had a lot of fun at the time. But that doesn't mean you're going to have a meaningful life. It doesn't mean that your life is going to turn out great for you. I think some of the most beautiful, and I mean this in a kind of a generally speaking way, I think some of the most beautiful, interesting, awesome, creative, just the people that you want to know in your lives, male, female, friends, or dating, whatever, those people are not all beautiful people. They're people that have faults or flaws, just like the majority of us do. And sometimes the more flaws that somebody has, sometimes the more interesting and creative and funny and all the other areas that they develop they've worked on those and they've improved those so much that in many ways they're better people to be around. And again, for dating wise, you have to find the person that you want to date, at least attractive to you. I get that. But it's kind of like when somebody goes blind and their hearing becomes very acute and they can tell when a car is coming before you can, or they can snap their fingers and with echolocation be able to tell where a doorway to a building is because their hearing gets super sensitive. I think it's the same way with people. I think people that are very pretty they skate through on life, and maybe they don't develop themselves as well as other people do. And so if you do have those characteristics, or you do have some things that maybe aren't in your favor, develop other things. Like I said, I think if you do that, you'll find some happiness and you'll feel better about yourself. I know I did. Once I just kind of was like, you know what, that's it. I'm just always going to be a short guy. I'm going to be a bald guy. I'm blessed because I am incredibly handsome. I'm kidding. I'm really not thick-headed like that. Once you just kind of go, you know what, this is what I am and I can never change that. But what are the things I can change? What are the ways that I can make myself happy? I think once you get that down, you'll be better off.